Hello all, welcome back to Winter Death Stuff, where we react to some crazy stuff. Today we have Left to Suffers Forever, from the album Leap of Death, featuring Alejandro Aranda. So, again, this is part of the Leap of Death album. We already checked out Lost in the Dark, which was featuring Zelly of Paleface Swiss. This is featuring Alejandro of Scary Pool Party. So, I'm intrigued by this one because I've been told that this one is a little bit different, considerably, from that last one. So let's get into it. I'm going to put these on. We're going to like the video. You guys should do that far more often. And let's get into it forever. This is about a minute longer than the last one, so should be exciting. Let's go. Forever from Left to Suffer featuring Alejandro of Scary Pool Party. Oh, when they said different, they meant different.
I can't breathe with no oxygen tonight.
What?
I wanna say that I'm following the light.
Whoa.
And I know I'm not over you. Is it something that I've gotta choose? Either way, I'm gonna lose.
Wow.
Forever is never enough. It's never
That's
enough
Alejandro.
Without you. Forever is never enough. It's never enough without you. Forever is never enough. It's never enough without you. Forever is never enough.
Those drums.
I can't live without you. Why can't we go?
Oh, that switch off.
Please.
Fuck yeah.
Just another fleeting thought in your red space. Push aside as I take it in this place. Please answer me. Could I still be the one you need? I'm on my knees. Please answer me. Could I still be the one you need? I said my peace.
How can you switch back to that? Interesting song. I've always associated Left to Suffer with New Deathcore. And a lot of people get confused by that because they say New Deathcore is a Slaughter to Prevail's thing. While that is true, they are Left to Suffer is also New Deathcore. I like to consider there to be two types of New Deathcore. One of them is if Slipknot's Iowa was heavier. The other is if Korn was heavier. And Left to Suffer normally fits that bill. This was totally different, because this had, like, a pop sensibility that I really, really was not expecting. You know, when people said this was going to be different, I thought it was going to be, you know, like, I thought there were going to be clean vocals. I thought it was going to be a little bit softer than what I'm used to by these guys. Like, more stuff like the second track of the Noah EP. The, like, first half of that song was a little bit more light. It had a lot more moments to breathe in that beginning of that track, and then it just went into just fucked up nothing, yeah, bullshit goodness. But this was, it's like deathcore pop. It's the only way, like, it's like if deathcore was put under an R&B song's mastering system. You know? Really interesting stuff. I like it. I'm pretty sure, if I'm looking at my list correctly here, yes, this is the last single that I'm going to listen to from the album. I believe there were three that were put out, but it's only an 8-track record. I was wrong about the technicalities of it in my Noah reaction. Fuck me running, I guess. But yeah, so the next Left to Suffer thing that I'll be reacting to is Forever, and or is the album itself. And that will go out, if I'm looking at my list correctly, that should go out the 21st of February. You guys are seeing this on the 10th, if I do everything correctly. So I think that's going to be about it for me, though. We've reacted to Left to Suffer's Forever, featuring Alejandro Aranda of Scary Pool Party. And that's about it for me. Peace. In due time.